Welcome to the Sunday morning podcast from Kingdom Faith Church in Worthing. This message is by Jane Urquhart.
Jesus, wonderful Jesus, wonderful Jesus. Just fix your eyes on him and love him. Just fix your eyes on him and love him now. Just fix your eyes on him and thank him. Thank him for who he is. The great and glorious King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Lion of the tribe of Judah that roars over his people, that roars over his people, and our hearts respond. We hear him. We hear him. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Holy Spirit, breathe on us. Fresh in us right now. Just open up your arms, your hands to receive. Come, breath of God. Come, breath of God. Whether you're already a spirit-filled believer or you don't know Jesus today, Holy Spirit, come. Come and breathe. Breathe. Breathe, breathe on us, Holy Spirit, breath of life, breathe into us, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Spirit of Jesus, come have your way, come have your way, come have your way, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit of God, we receive you this morning. We cannot do this life without you. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come have your way. Come be Lord. Come be Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Shura bahadi de de shede. Shura bahadi de de shede de 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 de. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Shuri da 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 de shede de. Flames of fire, flames of fire, flames of love, flames of love. Come upon us, your people. Come upon us, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You come right now. You come right now. Breath of God, breath of God. You come, Lord. You fill each one of us, Lord. Open your hearts, open your minds, open your arms and receive him. Ask him. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, flames of fire, as you came on the disciples right back at the beginning in Acts. Come, flames of fire. Come, fall. Come, consume us. Come, living God. Come, living God, with your passion and your purpose and your presence. Come, living love. Come, living love. Come, living love. Consume us. Consume us today with who you are, with your love for each one of us, with your love for each one of us. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. We are nothing without you. We are so weak without you. We are empty. We are empty. Oh, Lord, in Genesis 1, the earth was formless, void of life, in darkness, and the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, was hovering. Holy Spirit was brooding over the darkness, over the void, over chaos and confusion is what it means. Chaos, confusion, and darkness. Some of you may feel like that today. The Holy Spirit comes. Breath of life comes. the light of life comes. And he comes in right now. He comes in right now. He comes in. Holy Spirit, come in. Come in where there's confusion. Come in where there's chaos. Come in, Holy Spirit, Ruach, breath of God. Come in, Lord, with your peace. Come in, Lord, with your will. Come in, Lord, with your life, the light of life that chases out the darkness. It cannot stay. Holy Spirit, life, come. Push out the darkness and come with your peace. Come with your peace. Come with your peace. Come, 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 come with your peace. Come with your presence. Come, Lord, right now. Come, Holy Spirit, you were given. You were given that we might receive life, life in all its fullness. You were given that we would walk in life and power that cannot be challenged. It cannot be stolen. It is all consuming fire. It is all consuming love that can never be stolen. It can never be taken from us. It is ours. Shiro roboho yarabahadi di yarabahade de shiri yarabahade di yarabahade de di shira ramande koroboho yere shire kere shire kere shire shoroboho ro yaramahandi di shira ramande de shira rabahayere. Jesus, breath of God, thank you, Lord. Shorabahade de. We invite you, just invite him now into every area of your heart and life. Invite him in now, into your mind, into your mind, into your mind, into every anxious thought. Invite him in to bring his peace. Shira, flood us. Flood us, Holy Spirit, come in like a flood, pushing back the enemy, pushing back the enemy, pushing back lies, pushing back lies, pushing back fears. Come in, Holy Spirit, of love and peace, consume us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just breathe him in. Take a deep breath. And breathe out. Breathe in and say, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are God. Breathe him in. Thank you, God. And breathe out every negativity. This is audience participation today. Breathe in, Holy Spirit of God. And push out every negativity, every lie of the enemy that tries to cloud your mind. Breathe him in and speak out every negativity. Breathe him in. Holy Spirit, you are my peace. And I rebuke every negativity. Holy Spirit, you are my peace. And I breathe out every lie of the enemy. Holy Spirit of peace, I breathe you in. And I rebuke every lie and fear of the enemy. Breathe him in. He's a person. He's spirit. Breathe him in. Life. And breathe out every negativity and every lie that goes on in your head. Come on, guys, this is real. This is who he is. He's a person. Breathe him in. Say, I will be still and know that you are God. I will be still. Breathe him in and know that you are God. I will be still. I will be still and know in my mind you are God. Still every anxious thought and way in me. Be still. Breathe him in. Thank you, Jesus. You are my peace. Breathe him in. Thank you, Jesus. You're my Prince of Peace. You're my Prince of Peace. And I surrender to you today. Breathe him in. And be still in the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Say thank you, Holy Spirit. Deliver me from fear. Breathe him in. Say thank you, Holy Spirit. Deliver me from stress in my body. We breathe you in, Holy Spirit, that our minds and our bodies would be at ease and disease go. Breathe in ease and say, disease, go. Breathe him in. Ease in my mind and my body. Disease, go. Guys, we have authority. When we speak, what we speak happens. Breathe in ease. Disease, leave my mind. Disease, leave my body. You have no place in me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are healing today. You are healing minds and bodies right now. Healing, Holy Spirit of God. You are healing today. You are freeing today. Because this is who you are. This is what you do in us. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. You are the mind of Christ in me. The mind of Christ. Wonderful thoughts about me. Push out every negative thought. It says that we have between 12,000 and 60,000 thoughts a day, and 85% of them are negative. And 95% of them are the same thoughts we had yesterday. But my Bible says his mercies are new every morning. And my Bible says he has countless wonderful thoughts toward me and about me and toward you. And Holy Spirit, we thank you with you in the Word. When we read the Word, we receive your thoughts. We receive your mind. We receive your ways. And every negative, demonic bondage, lie of the enemy that seeks to keep us bound out is broken. When we choose to receive and believe who we are in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Breathe in new mercies this morning. I thank you, Jesus. New mercies today. Negative thinking, you stop. Guys, we can do this every day. Breathe him in. New mercies. Thank you, Jesus. I am forgiven. Thank you, Jesus. I am forgiven. Whatever happened yesterday, I am forgiven. I will not dwell. I will not dwell on those things. I am to dwell and abide in you and in your love and in your mercies that are new every day. And just identify right now what it is you dwell on and repeat that is negative and tell it to go and receive right now. Say, Jesus, I receive your mercy that's new today, right now. And rebuke whatever it is you know that hounds you, that you keep playing over, or that you need to forgive. Let it go. Let it go. It might be about me. It might be about the church. It might be about a husband or a wife or a child. Someone you know, a work colleague. It might be about Clive. Let it go. And we thank you, Jesus, you've forgiven me and I forgive others. And your mercies are new today. Your mercies are new because you've been merciful to me. I can be merciful to you. We thank you, Lord. You are supernatural love. Holy Spirit, just thank him right now. Holy Spirit, say thank you, Holy Spirit. I have your supernatural love on the inside of me. I have supernatural love on the inside of me because you have deposited it in me. You are love. Can you thank him now? Thank you. I have supernatural love. I have supernatural love. Can you just fix your eyes on him? Say, thank you, Holy Spirit. I have supernatural love. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I have your joy. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I have your joy. Holy Spirit, you are the wine on the inside of us. And you bubble away and you expand and you increase all the time. And you have joy that is in us, that goes deep within us because we are saved and we are free and we are thankful. Just say, thank you, Holy Spirit. I have a supernatural joy. It is not of me, it is of you. And I receive right now supernatural joy to get me through whatever I am facing. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I have supernatural peace. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I have supernatural patience. Guys, we're not living this in our own strength. He is the supernatural patience we need on the inside of us for whatever and whoever we face every moment of every day. Holy Spirit, you are goodness. Holy Spirit, thank you, you are good. Thank you, you are good. Thank you, Holy Spirit, you are kind. Thank you, Holy Spirit, you are gentle. Thank you, Holy Spirit, I can be kind. I can be gentle. I can be good, Holy Spirit, because it's your power on the inside of me. Do you believe it today? Holy Spirit, you are faithful. You are faithful. You are faithfulness inside me. Holy Spirit, you are the one that always points us to Jesus. Holy Spirit, you are the one who always leads us to truth. Holy Spirit, you are the one that causes us to worship Jesus. You are the one who causes us to fix our minds on him. When we cannot do this in our own strength, this morning is about unceasing prayer. And this is what we're doing. It's a relationship with Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. And we are praying right now. We are praying. If you've checked out after 5 minutes, then you need to re-engage because this is about and God activating unceasing prayer. And it's by the power of the Holy Spirit because he is the one that keeps our focus on Jesus, not our own strength, as we may have just realized. We are in unceasing prayer. Should we keep going? Because it's by the power of the Holy Spirit, not our own strength, not our own thoughts, because we check out after a few minutes and we're thinking about something else. We're thinking about lunch, or we're thinking about, I don't know, whatever, football, if you're a bloke, I don't know, whatever. But you know what? Unceasing prayer is relationship with Jesus. It's relationship with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are the one who leads us. You are the power that keeps us going. You are the power that keeps us going. You are the mind of Christ. Holy Spirit, when we don't know what to say, We pray in tongues and you give us what to say. Shekeu rabahade de shide kida rabahade. Kuria da 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 bashide de 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 de. Kuria da 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 bahashide de de kide shide. Holy Spirit, when I don't know what to do, I pray in tongues, Lord, and you show us what to do. Kura bahade shide kide shide kide. Shukura bahade de de de. When I need a strategy from heaven, I don't sit and think about it. I pray in the Spirit, and Holy Spirit, you download from heaven kingdom strategies, whether it's for my business or my family or church. Holy Spirit, when we don't know what to do, you do. Can you just say to him, thank you, Holy Spirit, you know what to pray. Can you say that? When I don't know what to pray, Holy Spirit, I thank you that you know what to pray. Because Jesus is always interceding for us. And you, Holy Spirit, have the mind of Christ. So you always know what to pray, whether it's for me, whether it's for my neighbor, whether it's for my family. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's a work of the Spirit. When we don't know, he does. Amen. When we don't know how, he does. When we don't know what, he does. When we don't know who, he does. And we need to lean into the person of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are our wonderful counselor. Can you just thank him? Holy Spirit, you are my wonderful counselor. You are my helper, Holy Spirit. You are my guide. Thank you, Holy Spirit, you guide me. Thank you, Holy Spirit, you lead me. In days where we don't know what's coming next, in days of shaking, where everything will be shaken, in days of uncertainty, Holy Spirit, you are my certainty. Holy Spirit, you are my wisdom. Holy Spirit, you are my help. Holy Spirit, you are my security. Holy Spirit, you bring me the will of God. Holy Spirit, you make known the will of God. Holy Spirit, you're my strength. Just breathe in strength. Say, thank you, Holy Spirit, you're my strength. When I am weak, you're my strength. When I'm weak, you're my strength. You are everything I need. You are Spirit of faith. Jesus said, will I find faith in the earth when I return? And he was talking about the persistent widow, who knew what the judge was meant to give her. And she kept coming and she kept coming and she kept coming. And Jesus says, don't give up, don't give up. Keep looking to me, keep looking to me, keep proclaiming what it is that I am to give you, and I will give it to you. But don't give up. Will I find faith in the earth? Not worry, not fears, but will I find faith in the earth? Will he find a people who trust him? Will he find a people who lean into him? Will he find a people who pull on him and say, God, your word says this, and I'm going to stand on this till you come, until you come, until you come. I am going to trust you. You are my provider. You are my protector. You deliver me from my enemies. Lord, may I not be a person of fear and worry when you come. May I be that person of faith when you come. May we, your church, be a people of faith in the earth. Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are the one who gives revelation. You are the one who warns of what's coming. You are the one who gives dreams and visions. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You reveal what's coming so your people are ready. Holy Spirit, we look to you, Holy Spirit, for leading and guiding, and your will be outworked in our lives and the lives of our towns and communities, Lord. Just pray in the Spirit, guys. Just pray in the Holy Spirit. Just pray in tongues. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. You release wisdom and kingdom strategies to bless the nation, to bless the earth, to bless our families, to bless the people we employ, whatever stage of life we are in. Whatever stage of life we are in. Whatever stage of life we are in, you have the way for us to walk in. You have the way for us to walk in whatever stage of life we are in. Whether you're a business, a boss, a business leader, whether you're a single mom, whether you're old or whether you're young, at school, whatever stage of life we are in, God, you have a way forward for us, and we lean into your Holy Spirit. You equip us, Holy Spirit. You grace us, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are the whisper when we feel weak, and you just speak to us. We've got this. Some of you need to hear this today. I read this the other day and it just really impacted me. We have the Holy Spirit, the flame of fire and love on the inside of us. And sometimes it feels like he's just a tiny spark. Is he even there at all? And we run out of strength and ideas, and the Holy Spirit whispers, you've got this, we've got this together, because I'll never leave you and I never forsake you. Whatever stage of life, whatever stage of life, whatever stage of life, whatever we face, he's in it with us. We are not alone. We are not orphans. We are not orphans. We are not orphans. We have the Holy Spirit in us. We have the power of the Holy Spirit in us that has adopted us as sons, and we can cry, Abba, Father, you know. Abba, Father, you see me. Abba, Father, you care. Abba, Father, together we have got this. I am not alone. I am not alone. Shukura bahade de sheke. Kura bahade de shide de yada bahade de. Kura bahade shide kede shide kede. Kura bahade de shide de de. If you feel alone today, if you feel alone, can you stand up? Just people know who stands up around you. If someone feels alone and you need to know God whispering to you, you have got this, please stand. And I want people to gather around you and I want them to pray for you. Can you please do that? If you feel alone, like you feel, where's the fire? I can't do this. If anybody feels like that, just stand up and someone else gather around them and pray for them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to carry on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are a hope. Thank you, speak hope. Thank you, speak hope. Thank you, speak hope. Thank you, speak hope. Thank you, Holy Spirit. They would know right now, right now, right now. Hope, hope, hope arising. The Holy Spirit speaking, together we have got this. You are not alone. Holy Spirit, you are in us. You are in us. We are adopted. We are adopted as your children. You never leave us or forsake us. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, you are our ability to keep going. You are our ability to keep going one step at a time, day after day. You are our ability to keep going. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Today, you are the miracle worker on the inside of me. I think everybody needs to stand. Please stand. Please engage. Holy Spirit, the Lord gave us a word last year. Well, it's the word from Scripture, so it's always for His people at all times, but of increase. And how does that increase come? It's an increase of the activity of the Holy Spirit. It's not because we try harder. It's not because we pray harder. It's not because we try and get everything right and expand and buildings, blah, blah, blah. It's the increased activity of the Holy Spirit in the earth in these days. This is what increases on the inside of us, guys. It's Him who increases on the inside of us, and He wants to be released through us. So there are good works for every single one of us to walk in today. Amen. Is that what this says? There are good works. We either believe it or we don't. We either want it or we don't. There are good works every day. There are opportunities every day. There are miracles every day. There are people to be loved every day. And the Holy Spirit inside of us will lead us to those opportunities and people. If we say, Holy Spirit, I am available. Hineni, here am I. Hineni, here am I. It's Hebrew. Hineni, here am I. Send me. If you want to say it, you can say it. If you don't, Jesus, here we are, Holy Spirit. We want increase, but it's increase of you in our lives and a decrease of me. An increase of Him and a decrease of me. Holy Spirit, there are opportunities today. You want to lead us daily to the miracles, to the people who need your love, who need your freedom, who need to know the gospel. There are miracles waiting to happen. There are people needing to be loved in our lives. There are good works. Thank you, Lord. There are daily assignments for us to walk in as your church. And are we available? Hineni, here am I. Hineni, here am I. Send me. Are we available, guys? Are we available to the power of the Holy Spirit? Or are we just living in the flesh? But the Holy Spirit increase activity in our lives, guys. Praying in the Spirit, praying in tongues, releasing the power of God in us in prayer, and then He will tell us what to do. Amen. Because it's an increase of His activity, and He gets the glory, and He saves souls through us. He brings people into revelation through us. He will give you ideas. He will give you books. He will give you strategies. He will give you songs. He will give you the ideas that your business needs. He wants to download from heaven everything we need to see an increased activity of the Holy Spirit around us. Do you get this? Where's the passion from? The Holy Spirit. It's not mine. Do I get up in the morning and feel like doing this? No. I pray. I have to do this. In my flesh, I don't want to get up here. In my flesh, I don't want to get out of bed in the morning, let alone go and face people I don't want to face. It's the Holy Spirit, because He loves. He loves people. He loves souls. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We have daily assignments. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You help us see the bigger picture as well. There's a bigger picture of what you were doing in the earth that you want us caught up in. You, every single one of us, can carry the heart of Jesus for what He carries a heart for. It's Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day. And I just thought it was so interesting that this word fell on Mother's Day, praying without ceasing. What do mothers do? They carry a love. They carry a love for kids, their kids. They carry their loves, and they never stop carrying their kids. No matter how old they are, they don't stop carrying their kids. I tell my kids, you'll always be my babies. And they're like, one of them 6 foot something and nearly 33, but they'll always be my babies. There'll always be the love in my heart. There's nothing like it. And as a mother carries love and her kids always, it's the love of God that he carries for people. It's the love of God that he carries for souls. It's the love of God. I just want to read some of these scriptures to you. Is this all right, guys? Sorry if I feel like I'm bossing you around. But mothers carry, but this is the Father who carries as well, like a mother. Zion says, the Lord has forgotten me. The Lord has forgotten me. And the Lord answered, can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? They may forget, said God, yet I will not forget you. Behold, I have indelibly imprinted a picture of you on the palm of my hand, of each of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. Listen to me, says the Lord, a house of Jacob and all the remnant of the house of Israel. You have been born by me from your birth, carried from the womb. Even to your old age, I am he, and even to white hair with age. Oh, there you go. That's me. I'm old, officially old now. Even to your old age, I am he, and even to hair white with age, I will carry you. I have made you, and I will bear you. Yes, I will carry and save you. This is the heart of God. The heart that's in a mother is the heart that's in the Father. It's his love for people, isn't it? It says, the Lord is coming in power. Your God is coming. See, he brings his reward with him as he comes. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He carries the lambs in his arms, holding them close to his heart. He gently leads the mother sheep with their young. I love that. It's just God's heart for people. It's God's heart for souls, whatever age we're at, whatever stage we're at. He carries us as we carry others with his heart. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your heart for souls. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just breathe him in. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your love for me. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you carry me. You carry those with young. Every woman here that has young children, or grandparent here that's looking after young children, single mum has young children. He carries you. You're not alone. He gently leads those with young. You can hold on to these verses like the persistent widow. We hold on to these words and say, Lord, you promised to gently lead me when I have young children, whatever age. And we receive right now, Lord, your gentle leading and guidance and strength and everything I need today as a mother in this place. As a mother in this place. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, you lead me. You lead us deep into the knowledge of who you are. Holy Spirit, lead me. Just say that to him. Holy Spirit, lead me. Breathe in deep into the knowledge of who you are. To know you and to know your love. That is so deep for me. Thank you. Fill me with your love today. Thank you. Fill me with love. How you love me. How you see me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You give me a love for others. A love for others that you carry in your heart. A love for your people, Israel. That you promised to carry. That you promise to call home, that you promise to deliver from the enemies, and you promise that they will come to you and know you. Holy Spirit, there's a bigger picture you're working out, and we thank you that you give us the download of your heart for all people that you are doing at this time in the earth. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We are seated with you. Holy Spirit, we are seated with you in heavenly places to see as you see, Lord Jesus. To see as you see, Lord Jesus. To know you and to know your ways, Lord Jesus. What you are working in the earth in these days. Holy Spirit, give us the download. Show us, Lord. Show us, Lord, how to pray. How to love. How to walk in wisdom. Thank you, Holy Spirit. May our eyes be opened. May our eyes and our hearts be open, Lord, to see you, to see you, to see you. To know you, to have wisdom and revelation of insights into the mysteries and the deep things of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. May our eyes be flooded, our heart be flooded with light, Lord, that we know and understand our hope to which you have called us, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, by the power of your Holy Spirit that is in us, that you, when you raised Jesus from the dead, that Holy Spirit power is still in us, Lord. Oh, Lord, you enlighten us, Lord. You open the eyes of our heart, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You anoint us. You are the oil of anointing that never runs out, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, you are the anointing oil, the unceasing supply of oil, Lord, that never runs out. Shirarabahadidi, shiradede, shokorabahadide. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you dwell in us. Mighty power. Christ in us. Christ in us. Christ in us, the hope of glory. May we be rooted and deeply secure, founded strong in your love. May we experience and comprehend how wide and high and deep your love is. For the nations, for the nations, the love of Christ that fills us to fullness, all fullness, all fullness of the love of God is in us, all fullness, flooded, we are flooded with God himself, we are flooded with God himself. You know, when the enemy comes in, it says like a flood, God raises up a standard against him, and God is raising up a people by the power of the Holy Spirit in us. We are flooded with the power of God, and it causes us to stand up and rise up in these days to push back the tide of the enemy. Push back the tide of the enemy. Push back the negativity.
The Lord just said something to me the other day about seismic shifts going on in the earth. When he's talking about everything, in the word he says, everything will be shaken. Everything will be shaken. And only that, though, that can stand in him will stand, and everything else will fall. And the Lord was talking about seismic shifts. And when there are seismic shifts, what happens? On land, there's great upheaval. And in water, there's great waves. Well, it's caused because of the upheaval in the earth under the water. And in the earth at the moment, there are seismic shifts going on. In our day, in our societies, in the nations, in the spirit. And there is great upheaval, and there are great waves of negativity. But, but we have a God who raises up a standard against all that. And it's you and I, by the power of the Holy Spirit, who wants to flood us and fill us right now, right this moment, every day, every moment. Just stand up and just ask him, Holy Spirit, flood me, consume me, fill me, flood me, breath of God, living waters, come and flood, that I will stand and I will be used by you to push back every negativity of the enemy that is going on in the earth. I will not join in with the negativity. We are the answer to the negativity that is going on in the earth. Spirit of God, activity in me. Spirit of God, activity in the church. A release, a release, a release, a release. Now to him, by his power that works in us, there is more than we can ask or imagine. There is more. Just breathe in more of you, Holy Spirit. Breathe in and receive more of you, Holy Spirit. More of you, Holy Spirit. More of you, Holy Spirit, because you are at work on the inside of me. More of you, Holy Spirit. More of you, more. The more than I can ask or imagine. Do you believe it, guys? Do you want to see it? The more that we can ask or imagine by his power at work on the inside of us. And to him be glory in the church. 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 Oh, thank you, Lord. You, Holy Spirit, have sealed us. You have sealed us. You are the seal, you are the guarantee, you are the deposit of the fullness of meeting with Jesus and his life in us. Amen. When we go and meet with him, the Holy Spirit has sealed us, you and I. If you've asked him to come in and be your Lord, if you've asked him to come and fill you, if you haven't, you can ask him right now. Holy Spirit, come and fill me, seal me, mark me, Holy Spirit, fill me. You have sealed me for the day of redemption that is coming. You are my engagement ring. You are the promise of what's to come. You are the promise of the wedding feast to the bridegroom. We are the bride, amen? Where you are, Holy Spirit, the engagement ring on my finger, that I belong to Jesus. He is my husband and he is coming back for me. Can you thank him? Can you thank him? We are betrothed to one husband. We are betrothed, Paul says, to one husband. And we glorify and adore you, Lord Jesus. We glorify and adore you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Oh, so much more. Do you want the more? You know, this is praying without ceasing, right? It's relationship. We can do this every day. And it's not that you have to be doing this for hours and hours and hours, but we're training our Holy Spirit to constantly adore, constantly thank, constantly expect, constantly ask, constantly dwell and abide in him. And he will always lead us to Jesus. He will always lead us to truth. He will always give us what we need. Jesus, we are the bride with the oil. Who's getting ready? We have heard that he is coming. We have heard that Jesus is coming. He's coming to move in his church. He's coming breathing. He's breathing on us. He's breathing on you right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Can you just stand and just receive from him? I'm going to read this to you. This is the Holy Spirit when he came on the disciples in Acts. Can you imagine God's heart and passion when he'd waited thousands of years to pull the Holy Spirit out and come and live in his people? Can you imagine? Can you imagine that moment? He'd waited thousands of years. The promise of the Holy Spirit coming upon his people, and he came in flames of fire. And I just want to read this from Song of Songs, because this is talking about love. The bridegroom to the bride, receiving the love of God, but it's also receiving him in the person and the power and the fire of the Holy Spirit. Fasten me upon your heart as a seal of fire forevermore. A seal of fire forevermore. He is fastened in us and around us and will not leave us. Amen. This living, consuming flame will seal you as a prisoner of love. We are his and we are beloved. Amen. My passion is stronger than the chains of death and the grave. Do you believe this, guys? His passion is stronger than the grave. His passion is stronger than death. His passion in us, we can face death. Do you know that? We can face death without fear by the power of the Holy Spirit in us, who is aflame with love for Jesus. All consuming the very flashes of fire from the burning heart of God. Place this fierce, unrelenting fire over your entire being. Fierce, unrelenting fire over your entire being. Rivers of pain and persecution will never extinguish this flame. Do you believe this, guys? Whatever comes against us cannot extinguish the flame of love and passion and the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. Endless floods will be unable to quench this raging fire that burns within you. Endless floods, whatever comes against the church, nothing can quench the raging fire that burns within you. Does he burn within you? Or do you need to fan him into flame today and every day? Amen. This is real, guys. This is the activity of the Holy Spirit. This is the increased activity of the Holy Spirit, where we don't live by this and we don't live by our flesh dictating, but we live by the power of the one who burns passionately within us. Tell your face, your heart believes it. Everything will be consumed. It will stop at nothing as you yield everything to this furious fire. And there is a yielding of our lives, a yielding of our lives, until it won't even seem to you like a sacrifice anymore. Praying without ceasing is a love relationship with the one who loves you more than anything else. Is a love relationship with the Holy One of Israel. Is a love relationship with the one who gave his life for his church. This endless adoration that goes on between Holy Spirit, Jesus, and Father is in us. So we don't have to strive. We don't have to balk at the thought of going to a prayer meeting. Or how am I going to pray for 10 minutes? It's a love relationship with Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit that burns on the inside of you to see something shift in your life, your family's life, your neighborhood, the nation, the nations in Israel. The lion of the tribe of Judah is roaring. There are three lions in Scripture. The lion of the tribe of Judah is roaring. And it says in Hosea that he roars and he calls his people home from the west. And that's what's happening in these days. And then there's the devil that prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking who he can devour. And then there's the lioness in Numbers 23 and 24. And she's the people of God. And it says, who dares rouse her? Who dares rouse her? And we are in the days when the lion of the tribe of Judah is roaring. He is roaring. Holy Spirit's roaring. He's calling his people to himself. You can listen to the enemy, because he prowls around looking for every single one of us to take us out and make us apathetic, indifferent, all the rest of it. Oh. But there's the lioness, the people of God. The people of God, the lioness that responds to the roar of the lion. The lioness, behold a people, it says. Behold a people, when he was looking at the people of Israel. They rise up as a lioness. They lift themselves up as a lion. Who dares rouse them? And I just believe the Holy Spirit is trying to rouse us. Because we're responding. He responds to the voice of the lion of the tribe of Judah in these days. Amen. Amen. Sure, just pray in the spirit for a couple of minutes. We're nearly done, guys. Yeah, well done. One last push. Let's just pray in the spirit. Holy Spirit, thank you. You are moving, you're breathing, you are rousing up your people at this time. You're rising us up, Lord. Holy Spirit, thank you. You breathe into us and flood us, Lord, with power. Thank you, Lord. By Holy Spirit's strength, we will keep going. We will keep adoring. We will keep worshiping. We will keep praying. We will keep asking like the persistent widow. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We yield to you at this time. And say, yes, Lord, your activity, the increase of your activity, a release of you, a fresh release of you in and through us as a people, Lord. In and through us as a people, Lord. And he looks and he says, behold a people. He looks over each one of you and says, behold a people who rise with their king. Who rise to our King. Who rise in adoration. Who rise in obedience. Who rise, Lord, to see the nations impacted with you, Lord Jesus. Because you are the flood that's coming, Lord, to push back the enemy. Oh, Lord Jesus, behold a people. Behold a people, we're here now, Lord. And we thank you, it is by your strength and your heart of love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, you're so good. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're just coming to an end. I was going to do this at the beginning, but the way it went, it didn't happen. But I just want to honour mums here today. Mums, grandmas, great-grandmas, single mums, those who have adopted, those who have fostered, those who care, those who work with children all the time, those who carry others, that carry children, maybe not their own. Those who work tirelessly, carry ceaselessly, work ceaselessly for others, other children, to be loved, to be adopted and brought in. Lord, I just thank you for those here who work tirelessly with the children, they've worked with Contact Centre, they've worked with Little Builders. Shout out to Rachel and Viv, women who have loved other people's children with the heart of God. I just want to honour Caroline, Clive's mum. Without you, I wouldn't be married to this amazing man of God. And thank you to my own mum. She's the persistent widow who's prayed ceaselessly for me and my brother and sister and continues to do so. And Lord, just bless every mum, bless every grandma, great-grandma, great-great-grandma, every single mum, everyone who works and loves other children, because you say, let the little children come to me. And some people, there's so many women here who do amazing things for other women, taking them into their homes and their hearts and their lives. But you do it because the love of God is in you, as well as the love for children. Thank you, Jesus. We do it with your grace and your power. And may it increase. May it increase. More people with more of a heart for children, for young people, for families. Lay it on our hearts to get involved, Lord, because they need you. This next generation needs you in a greater way, a greater way than ever before. And I thank you, Lord, as a body, we will rally around every child, every teenager, every baby, every family that might be struggling. We rally around as a body to help see them come into the fullness and the wholeness of who they are and the power of the Holy Spirit. And I thank you, Lord, you speak to us right now. Any of us that need to hear to get involved, any of us here that need to open up our hearts, our schedules, our homes, our lives, to see the next generation come into everything, Jesus, you want them to be. Let the little children come to me. We thank you, Holy Spirit, is in your grace. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources from Kingdom Faith and our other audio and video podcasts, please visit www.kingdomfaith.com.